Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, June 15th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Yes, this is positive, but it also looks like quite a significant mess.
US and Iran reach a peace deal and a big day of talking about the budget at the National Economic Dialogue. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. First up this morning, Iran and the United States have reached a peace deal with an official signing due to take place in Switzerland on Friday. Donald Trump says it'll bring peace and security to the whole region. Tehran claims it forced the US to accept its terms. The agreement was announced overnight by Pakistan's Prime Minister, who has been acting as a mediator. Sky's US correspondent Mark Stone in Washington says President Trump appears to be fixated only on reopening the Strait of Hormuz now.
All the other reasons that Trump went to war, like regime change, that was something at one point, like trying to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. The same regime is in power now that was in power before. So yes, this is positive, but it also looks like quite a significant mess.
Unions, business groups and the voluntary sector will today lay out their economic priorities for the next 40 years. The Taoiseach, Tánaiste and Public Expenditure Minister are hosting the National Economic Dialogue at Dublin Castle. It's seen as a key starting point as the government prepares for Budget 2027. Suzanne Rogers, Research and Policy Analyst with Social Justice Ireland, says the potential economic challenges of the coming decades need to be accounted for.
It's that long-term planning piece. It's sitting down and trying to figure out, okay, what does Ireland need to do now to ensure that everybody who's listening in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 30 years' time, that we have school places, we have homes, hospital beds, mental health supports for our teenagers. But we need to be doing that work now.
A meeting of G7 leaders begins in France today. The ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East will be on the agenda for the three-day summit. The Canadian Prime Minister stopped off in Ireland for an official two-day visit before the G7 meeting. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he and Mark Carney discussed ways to strengthen relations between Canada and the EU.
The last 2 days have been significant in terms of obviously the reconnection for Mark Carney himself and Diana and the family here, but also in terms of the deepening relationship between Ireland and the European Union and Ireland and Canada. And in our meetings we discussed how we can further deepen that European Union-Canada relationship.
Simon Harris says Fine Gael will publish a blueprint for a united Ireland later this year. The Tánaiste says the document, due to be unveiled at the party's Ardèche in November, will examine the economic, political and social implications of Irish unity, including public services and the public finances. He says any discussion on the future of the island must be informed, inclusive and grounded in reality.
We will listen to all traditions. We'll ask the difficult questions. We'll endeavour to answer them honestly. Because the future of this island cannot be built on slogans or assumptions and does not belong to any one political party. It belongs to all of us to responsibly contribute.
Mary Lou MacDonald says she's glad the Tánaiste has finally acknowledged the need to prepare for Irish reunification. The Sinn Féin leader says the government has been very slow on this question and there's an urgent need for preparations to begin.
I've said for a very long time that Simon Harris, Micheál Martin, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have their heads buried in the sand on this question. The preparation needs to happen, but it's not just a question of political parties. Government needs to lead from the front. So Simon Harris is Tánaiste, Micheál Martin is Taoiseach, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, while they are in government, have to accept it is now imperative that the government in Dublin lead from the front.
Helen McEntee will today press EU partners for stronger action on Gaza and tougher sanctions on Russia ahead of Ireland taking over presidency of the European Union. At a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Luxembourg, she will call for a response to the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza and the West Bank. She'll also push for continued support for Ukraine and further measures targeting Russia's military and economic interests. In entertainment news, Metallica fans are being urged to roll up their sleeves and give blood ahead of the band's Dublin concerts this week. The Irish Blood Transfusion Service and its Northern Ireland counterpart have teamed up with the rock legends and their charitable foundation to encourage donations of blood before the gigs at the Aviva on Thursday and Saturday. Health officials say summer can be a difficult time to maintain blood supplies, and they hope the campaign will boost stocks and support patients across the country. And in sport, in GAA, 8 teams are awaiting this morning's draw for the third round of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. Armagh, Westmeath, Mayo and the league champions will be pot one after their losses at the weekend. They'll be paired against Monaghan, Dublin, Meath or the holders Kerry. Repeat pairings from the first round are to be avoided. There will be a separate draw for home advantage with declining crowds for Dublin at Croke Park in recent times. Manager Ger Brennan says they'd love to play at Parnell Park if they get a home draw.
The evidence speaks for itself, and if we are to get a home draw, I know our senior hurlers have a big game away to Clare on Saturday night in Thurles, so I'd love to go and play. If it was a home draw for Dublin, probably be on a Sunday, play in Parnell Park and get out of Croke Park.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.